out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm on Blackjack. Keep your hands off my stack.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. Wow.
What? Wow, here what? We are. Your birthday? We're back. Your birthday?
No, we're not talking about that.
Well, we are.
No. I'm ignoring that.
60 bumps, just imagine.
And
one for luck.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah. I'm going to read some more of the tweets that we've had in. Fruitworks, hey, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, join our creative community. Hot desks available in Canterbury, fruitworks.co. Fruitworks.co is the website. Do check that out. Tenterton Twilight, Vanilla Web, a chance to win a free clean for your company.
Oh, you need one.
It says click on the link below and good luck. And they provided a clickable link. So give them a follow. The best way of getting involved in this is to give them a follow on the Twitter. And they are, their Twitter handle is Tenterton, that's the town, Tenterton TWCC. Tenterton TWCC is their Twitter handle. Do give them a follow. And click on their link and you have the chance to win a free clean for your company.
What a fantastic idea. I love that. We've had a lovely tweet from the barrister broker, who, of course, is very handsome and debonair. And he says, just to remind you, and he sent a lovely photo of himself with Paul Andrews in the said pink tutu.
Oh, thank you for that.
I'm sending it out now to Paul so he can look Paul Johnson.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Because they love you and they want to support all your ventures.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Do you know that my new husband has been tweeting? And I saw it somewhere on the timeline. I noticed you've missed it or haven't. He says, hello, Business Bunker. And it's quite good that he tweets because I'm always nagging him.
Yeah, yeah.
And giving him the time. But he says, there's a great review of my book in Africa's Business Day newspaper. So the book is, of course, Exploring the Top 10 Emerging Markets of Tomorrow.
Would that be Frontier Funds, by any chance?
It is. Wow. What chapter are you on?
I'm still on the same chapter I was on the last time you asked.
Is it by your bed still?
It is still by my bed, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that Snake Hips, the other Snake Hips, Chris Pollard, is on, I think he's on Myanmar.
Is he?
But it's Exploring the Top 10 Emerging Markets
of
Tomorrow.
I'm on Nigeria, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, he gets attacked there in Nigeria by a police, by an actual police person. Mm-hmm. So well done. Another great review. They have 5-star reviews on Amazon, but it's Frontier, Exploring the Top 10 Emerging Markets of Tomorrow.
Cool. We've had a tweet from the Organic Sisters.
Oh, morning, Liz and Caroline.
Caroline and Liz, Riverford_Kent. Happy birthday show to Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin. Love from the Organic Sisters. Well, thank you very much. Caroline and Liz deliver organic vegetables and foodie delights to the whole of East Kent,
yes.
Do they not?
And even if you have an office, you can just get, instead of buying donuts and cakes, Neil, for your staff, you can get lovely organic fruit and things. Nice things.
I'm sure they'd be just as keen on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes you, and then they're not so sluggish and they do more work. Mm. Ulterior motive.
Well, good luck with that.
But you know, you feel perky when you have fruit, don't
you? Oh, I'm sure you do. And it's beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's far healthier. I'm just saying, in a room full of geeks, taking their donuts from their cold, clammy hands and replacing them with pomegranates is, you know, you're welcome to have a go.
I know. Do you remember when you were on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, Neil, and I asked you about your cooking and what, you know,
yeah.
And you mentioned pizza.
Yeah, I remember lots of awkward questions about how I cook pancakes.
Yeah, we had to turn his mic off in the end.
I didn't have too many pancake recipes to offer, I don't think, on that day.
Wasn't your forte,
no.
Was it?
We've had a tweet from Employability Points that says, Vanilla Web, thank you very much. Much appreciated for giving us a shout out on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure. And also the lovely folks at Telcare say, we're tuned into the Business Bunker Show today, listening to all the interesting stuff and fun that's going on the show. So that's Telcare, the telecoms providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. Thank you so much for tweeting us. Do keep the tweets coming.
Telcare had a healthy fruit box, I know, and they loved it, except they didn't eat, nobody ate grapes, which was really odd. Yeah. Never heard of anyone that's liked grapes.
You were talking about Adrian and AK Pet Services
weren't you? Yeah.
And Lisa Settle from Telcare has tweeted a picture of Adrian's new van.
Oh, right.
AK Pet Services van, covered with loads of pictures of pets.
Has he got good signage now?
Yeah, really good signage. Fabulous. Looks really cool. Yeah, good. So that's nice.
Perhaps he could put a pink tutu picture of you on it, you know, on the back side.
Talking of that,
yeah.
Russell, the barrister broker, has tweeted a sensible tweet as well.
Has he?
Yeah, he said, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jill Serkin. Could you give a quick shout-out, please, for Sunil underscore KT Law. Sunil, S-U-N-I-L.
Oh, I love Sunil.
Yeah. Well, you wore his wig once, didn't you?
Yeah, very well. Very fetching.
Sunil underscore Katie Law, he got another great result for a client of mine yesterday, speeding M25, he's put. So Sunil is a barrister that specialises in motoring offences.
Sorry, I missed that. My tweets have just started.
I'll tell you again.
What did he do, Sunil?
Barrister Broker said, could you give a quick shout out for Sunil underscore Katie Law? Sunil underscore Katie Law got another great result for a client of mine yesterday, hashtag speeding, hashtag M25.
Fantastic.
He obviously got him off
a
speeding
fine. Can you speed on the M25? I mean, I was
it's difficult, isn't
zero.
It?
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, he is a master barrister, of course, and another very fetching young man, Sunil.
Absolutely. Claim a day. Can't believe it's been a whole week since Claire was on the Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Jules Working. We had a... Jules Working.
I am working.
No, you're not. Jules Serkin, that is. Said we had an absolutely great response to our appearance on the show. Thank you very much again, guys. Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And good luck with what is a really, really clever concept. Claim a day, and do give Claim a Day a follow on the Twitter. And YBC Southeast, so can you give us a shout out for YBC auto enrolment? And if we can help, call Andrew on 07747114627, or easier still, just follow them on the Twitter at YBC underscore S East. YBC underscore S East.
I'm trying to congratulate Sunil, and I've got stuck because I'm not feeling very well. So I've put, you've got to help me on this. Congratulations on another great result. Hashtag driving. I didn't know whether to put offences or...
I wouldn't.
No, driving.
I would just push that hashtag driving would do just fine.
Really?
Yeah. No, as opposed to, what were you trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to say that he gets people off, but I didn't want to put driving offences. Driving.
Well, yeah.
Situations.
Not going to be much on that drive. That hashtag of driving situations. Driving offences.
Yeah.
Do you think I can say offences though? Is that rude? Or because they might think it's him. Him that's had a driving.
Why don't you put driving tickets?
Driving near misses.
Near misses.
Yeah. Anyway.
Scrapes.
Come anyway.
On, quick. What shall I put?
Oh, whatever.
Driving whatever's lovely. Okay.
Yeah. Kent Foundation. Can we get a shout-out, please, on the Business Bunker Show? Of course you can. That's the Kent Foundation, Paul Barron and his team, Liam and everyone that helps young, up-and-coming entrepreneurs to get their business off the ground. So do give a follow to the Kent Foundation on the Twitter. Cool. Anyway, have you finished playing with your phone?
Well...
Are you going to participate in the show, or are you just going to mess about with Sunil and Russell?
Well, I want to send him that lovely picture of you, you know, that pink
one. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I know you're back onto pink tutus.
You know for me the so nine, well.
For the 900th time, but I'd much rather do today's show rather than
now.
The Zumbathon.
I've done it now. Now, Kent Healthy Awards is a free business networking and business breakfast, improving economic performance through people and the environment, and this is in partnership with the KCC. And they say work towards a healthier business by demonstrating commitment to well-being and sustainability. Your business could reap the rewards of a healthier workforce. It is at 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. So it's a healthy time. Friday, 18th of September at the Best Western Manor in Gravesend. You can go on to kentinvictachamber.co.uk or again, check out kentbusinessradio.co.uk for details.
Fantastic. Twitter suddenly perked up as well. They've all just suddenly woken up.
Well,
it's the pink tutu that does it.
Yeah, it was. You're absolutely right, Neil. As soon as she posted that, everybody's come out of the woodwork going, ah, ha, ha, look
they
at
really
him.
Only like it when I'm naughty.
Yeah. Anyway, it's about time we actually talk to Neil, don't you think?
I think so.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunk. Have you been on the bunk?
No, this is the first time
I've been on the Superior Show.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be on a show where I don't have to talk about food and
Absolutely. I know the feeling, Neil. It's an absolute pleasure to work for the first time onto a far better show, onto the Business Bunk Show, Mr. Neil Haffenden.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Of Workroom E-Commerce.
The e-commerce workroom.
The e-commerce workroom. He keeps changing that. We're going to start off first because you've had a few rebrands. Because I normally called you something completely different.
There's a reason for the rebrand.
I've been called many things.
Yeah. Well, let's start off by finding out about this. Let's put Neil on the spot and say, what's the rebranding all about? Where are we? What are we called this week?
Okay, so we are called the e-commerce workroom. I'll probably have to repeat that a few times during the next few minutes to get that in. There was a bit of confusion with another company based in Canterbury, so we decided to rebrand and went with the e-commerce workroom. The reason being is that we design, we develop, and we market and manage websites, and specifically e-commerce websites. But with a lot of web design companies, I think there's an old mentality in Kent where it's about just building the website and designing and building. And I think with the e-commerce workroom, we've tried to get across the fact that it's not just building the website, just designing it and developing it. That's just the very beginning of the journey. That's just stage one, and it's not about kind of job done and put your feet up when the website's built and looking good. It's about doing all those other things and social media, conversion optimization, content marketing, SEO, just improving your ranking in Google and doing all those sorts of things so that you're constantly... It's about evolution. Every single month, we work with our clients to do a report on exactly how they performed that month and giving that data and then just learning what we can do, you know, what avenues we're working with are working well for them, what we need to do on the website to improve. Because when you build a website, you never like as much as an expert as anyone could be. You never know. Every job is different. Everyone's got kind of different products. You don't know how people are going to interact exactly. It's not. You've just got to be willing to analyze exactly how people are interacting with it and what's working, and then constantly improving, doing more of what's working, so that you're constantly evolving to be as best as you can be and performing. As well as the website can perform.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? I'm not an e-commerce specialist by any stretch of the imagination, but as an angel investor, I get approached a lot by people who go, we've got a product or services that we're going to sell on the web. And you start to talk to them and you very quickly realise they have no understanding whatsoever of what's involved in having an e-commerce website. You know, they just think, oh, put up a website, stuff some product on it, make £1 million, retire. And they just don't understand how complex it can be. And also, as you made reference to, Neil, how flexible you got to be up front because you don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the same thing that sometimes we do. You meet with clients and they just think it's build the website and then that you know, then you make millions off of that, but it's just not realistic to expect that to happen. You've got to, you know, we've got great developers and great designers and we build a great website to start with, but you've got to realize that it takes ongoing work and there's no way to get around that. You've just got to do the social media, you've got to build up your customer database, you've got to get people buying from you, and it's not just going to go from having no website to the next day, right, you're making 10 grand a week. It takes work. You've got to build up to the point where you've got to be constantly, you know, build. That's what I always say is build up your customer database, and it just doesn't happen overnight. And
absolutely,
when you're working offline as well, you're constantly building your customer database offline as well, and you've got to kind of join the two up. And I think that's what one of the big trends in e-commerce now is the relation between offline and online, and there's no longer the big kind of binary divide that there used to be between the two. And there's just, like, for example, at the moment we're doing two EPOS systems as well, which are all linked to...
What is an EPOS system?
An electric point of sale system.
Right.
So that just means that everything, if when a client sells something in their shop, that also updates their inventory, which, so if they sell it online or in the shop, you know, they're keeping track of all of that information in one system, rather than having those separate.
So, and that will show what's selling, but also they know they need to order more in as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So they've just got all that joined up information, so that they know if they, when they sell X amount, like we could do it so that the settings of that product goes offline if there's none of those left to sell. But you've got to just kind of tie it up to the whole, rather than doing an inventory and having to update everything online and having to update everything offline, just keeping all that together is how it's got to be really in the future. And I think with, especially now, like Apple Pay have just been released and Android are doing a similar version. They're doing Android
Pay. Tell
us
a little bit about Apple Pay.
Well, that just means that as well as when you buy things online, you can now pay with Apple Pay if you use Apple, the same as you can do with PayPal.
PayPal, yeah.
But it also means that when you go into a shop, if they're set up to use Apple Pay, which obviously more and more shops will be, then you can kind of just wave your phone at their machine to pay for it rather than getting your cards
out. The mind boggles what you might buy waving your phone.
All of that NFC, near field contact and contactless stuff has those kind of issues.
Yeah, absolutely. But then kind of that sort of, there's very little difference now between the offline and the online. And with so many different kind of PayPal, Android Pay and those sorts of things, which we've got some good blogs up on our website about. So if you want to check those out, that's at the e-commerce work room, just to get that name in again, to check those blogs out. But yeah, I think it's about joining up. And now as well, you've got things like beacons are coming in, and that's one thing which I think is going to see more of.
What's
so that
beacon?
Means if you go into a shop, you can get an alert for being near that shop, which is kind of related to kind of social media as well. And it's just about building up your customer database.
So hang on, just explain that. So when you go into a shop, you get an alert.
Yeah, you can, by having an app on your phone, if you go near within a certain distance, then they can give you an offer or let you know about
something. Okay, so if you're going, for example, to workroom e-commerce workroom, workroom, if you're going to Canterbury on the bus, you might get one saying that e-commerce has got a special deal on
absolutely
website.
Yeah, exactly. Then you might, because you're nearby, obviously pop it works in. Best if you've, for example, if you go near a coffee shop, then you might get an alert to say you've
free
got
donut.
A free free donut, or obviously
free grapes,
grapes instead.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole shopping experience is changing. One of the things that I have a pet hate about is remarketing. But that's a big...
What do you mean by remarketing?
You know, when you go to a website and then every website you go to after that serves you an ad of the one you originally looked at.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Normally, because it's one of the very first things I saw with that, was Marks and Spencer's. I was on the Marks and Spencer website. I went onto the website. I looked at a product, and I actually bought it. I ordered it, But then it followed me around for weeks. But what really drove me nuts is as it followed me around, the price got less and less and less because it was on a special offer. And I'd already bought it. And eventually I tweeted Marks and Spencer's, take your ad and stick it, because I'm fed up with you taunting me that I paid too much for this product. It can be really annoying if people don't implement that properly. And that's like any technology, isn't it, Neil? You know, there are all these technologies about, but if you implement it badly, you can do more damage to your customer relationship than if you didn't have it at all. And that's one of the things that annoyed me in the early days about remarketing, is people didn't think about what they were serving you. They didn't give you the option to say, do you know what? It was an accident. I didn't even mean to look at that. I am not remotely interested in goldfish or whatever.
That is definitely one form of marketing, which is... Well, I would say Marmite, but I don't think anyone actually likes it. But obviously that can be very effective as well. But you've got to use it in moderation. And it's all these different types of marketing which are available, and they're all the type of things which obviously cause a website to make money rather than just being looking good and no one using it.
Absolutely. But like you made reference, though, it isn't just about having the website, is it? It isn't just about having the technology. You've got to do marketing. You've got to, you know, there's, what is it, 1.5 trillion websites on the World Wide Web? You know, you've got to be found somewhere in there. You know, people have got to know you there. It's great, you know, having a virtual shopfront, but it's not like having a physical shopfront where someone can walk past it and go, oh, that's interesting. They've got pomegranates or whatever. That no one will ever know you're there unless you tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got up in our office now, we've got a big whiteboard that we got printed with all the different client names on and with different fields for content marketing, for social media, for conversion optimization, for SEO, just to make sure to remind us every single month that we need to be making progress on each of those fronts for our clients.
Absolutely.
And that's what, it's not just about building the website and job done. You've got to be doing all that.
Paul Johnson is champing at the bit here. Paul.
Yeah, I think Neil's comment earlier on about leveraging the data that you get off of your website is so important. And I think so many businesses don't actually do that. Mm. You know, there is a goldmine of information about how your clients are using your website hidden in the background that smart people like Neil just create as part of the offering. And if you can leverage that, if you can really spend the time analysing the data, you can learn so much about the experience you're giving your customers and make the website more effective. And I think the people who do that are sort of best practice, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got more and more data now than we ever have. Like, we know if someone buys something, you know what they're, where they're based, you know what they sort of thing they bought before. So it's about doing effective marketing to them and not just giving everyone the same sort of, interacting the same with everyone, but being narrowing it down to make it specific for what that person might actually want to buy.
A tailored, more of a tailored
approach.
Yeah,
so then
you're
not wasting the person's time by just spamming them. Yeah, you're actually giving them offers and updates which are of interest to them rather than just any old rubbish that you're giving to everyone.
Mm, absolutely.
And even just understanding how long people are staying on each page, which pages are sticky, and therefore learning, you know, what can we do better to improve the design of our website to make the user experience better.
Yeah, and that's what so many web people just don't really think enough about their websites and what they're doing. Mm. They just think that if it's pretty, that's good. But obviously that's just stage one and just the very beginning.
Absolutely. I mean, a friend of ours, the Business Bunker, friend of ours, Mr. Oliver Musto Playfair, who has developed and deployed various e-commerce offerings.
Yeah.
In one of his offerings, very early on in the process, he was spending £50,000 a month, £50,000 a month on pay-per-click advertising, because he, in his business, he needed to do that in order to reap the returns he got. As it turned out, that paid off big time for him. But again, you know, so many people think, I'm going to sell on the internet because it doesn't cost me anything, it's cheap, I'm just going to rock up with a website, put it there, and then I'm going to make oodles of money. It ain't going to happen. In some respects, it's harder to sell on the web than it is to sell from traditional bricks and mortar. In some respects, yeah. But as Neil's already made reference, even if you are doing one, you actually should be doing both. You know, the vast majority of businesses shouldn't just be doing clicks and mortar. They should have an internet presence. And internet businesses may well have, they certainly will have offline marketing and don't necessarily need to have premises. But offline marketing is really still crucial.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's the... in this day and age, there's really no reason to not have at least a website. But obviously, it's up to, it might not make sense for every retailer to be putting a lot of money into to try and sell online, because not every product is really, some are a lot more competitive to sell online. So maybe you're better off sticking to offline. But then other products will just do really well online. And and it's about kind of understanding exactly what you sell and whether that would work.
Yeah.
For online or not.
Absolutely. It is interesting. It's a fascinating area. And one of the things I like about it is the long tail. This thing identified by Chris Anderson some time ago. And Amazon, who have something like 14 million products, sell at least one product every week. And sometimes it is only one of their products. And in conventional retailing, you could never do that. Not in a million years. You just couldn't do it. With online retailing, you possibly can. And that's an interesting phenomenon as well, that you can sell some interesting stuff if you do it right.
Yep.
Neil, a fascinating topic, something that doesn't get enough exposure, and it's one of the things that, how can I put this? A lot of people, that even web designers, who think they can design e-commerce sites that have never done it. It is a very niche market, isn't it, really? It's a very specialised market. You really need to know what you're doing with e-commerce. It isn't a normal website.
Sure, and we started off as a general web design company. That was probably about 4 years ago now, and maybe slightly different name as well. But since from that point, we've just specialised in e-commerce because we've done one or two, and then that kind of building up, and there's a lot of differences between doing like you say, e-commerce, because especially like all websites, like I say, it's more about the ongoing work than just building it. But that's so true in e-commerce, where there's a lot more to it, and especially now there's a lot more complications about having the security that you've got to be aware of. There's a few different updates on that front, and we've spent a lot of time recently making sure all the servers that we host the websites on are top level security. So you really need to be on top of all that, on top of that side of it, if you're going to get involved with
I think you're on Periscope now as well.
You're live, and we've got hello to lovely Ken Lloyd is watching.
Hello, Ken.
Graphic designer extraordinaire, and Laura Burton Lawrence, and loads of other people.
I did just kind of notice the phone waving around in my periphery of my vision.
She does things like that. You're trying to talk, and all of a sudden she sticks something in your face.
Social media, darling.
Thank you for that. Could you give us a little feel for some of the websites you've done in the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, to say actually a couple of the big ones that we're on at the moment, which are just about to launch, I'd say please check out supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Yep.
And I believe that's Martin's coming on in a couple of weeks' time to talk about that, isn't he? And that's a really exciting concept that I think is going to be very big in the Kent business scene. That's just really going to help a lot of small businesses in Kent to connect. So we're really pleased to be and proud to be working on that one. So that's supplymybusiness.co.uk. Go to that one. Another thing that we're working on is coolbeans.co.uk.
Cool Beans with a K. Was that Bennett Proper Beans?
I don't know who Bennett Proper Beans
is. It can't
be
then, because he had to also brand. He was at Bennett Proper Beans.
Okay.
So who are Cool Beans? Do tell.
Cool Beans is a website that's going to allow people to buy coffee online from a number of different coffee shops. So you can go to a specific area, see what coffee shops are in the area, like seeing reviews and seeing what they offer, and then order coffee and coffee and a donut from the coffee shops directly through the Cool Beans web application. So that's another exciting one that we're working on at the moment.
Do you get to sample the coffee?
I haven't got too much coffee out of that one yet, unfortunately.
Maybe at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're working on a couple of alcohol ones at the moment as well. So,
come back, Jules.
Yeah. And you had that lovely butcher, didn't you? The butcher.
Yeah, Metex. That's right. Yeah, Metex is one of our. We've been working with them for about 3 years now, and yeah, they're doing really well, and they're connecting wholesale meat buyers, which is a really good project that we've been working on for a while. One of our longest standing clients is Canterbury Oak Store, for anyone who wants oak furniture around anywhere in the UK. They've got a great range of from Canterbury Oak. Other project we're really excited to be starting, Cars from Kent, which is one that we're going to be working on soon. I believe we've just sponsored the show too.
Absolutely. Nice one. So there's lots going on in the e-commerce world. We could talk about this forever. We're getting lots of feedback on the Twitter about it, Neil. But is there a couple of things, a couple of pointers, a couple of t- tips, anything that you'd like to leave us with to think about if people are thinking about e-commerce websites? What can you leave us with?
Well, I think every retailer should be doing is, like I've said before, is building up the customer database. So any ways that they can come up with of doing that just would really gives them a good head start.
Right.
If they do come to do e-commerce, if they're selling, if they're going to fairs or something like that and they're selling products, any way of building up an email list of people who've bought from you before, because the people that bought from you in the past are the ones that are most likely to buy from you again in the future.
Sure.
And also recommend you to their friends, and you really need to be engaging those people to get them, even if it's not to buy from you, but to be following you and liking you on social media, and then just help spreading the word about your brand. So I'd say absolutely just doing everything you can to be building up your customer database, so then when you do come to the point of saying, yeah, we do want to make a go and of selling online, that really gives you a good head start on that front.
Fantastic. Give us a shout for e-commerce workrooms.
Yep.
Website and Twitter handle.
E-commerce workroom, just to say that again, with www.ecommerceworkroom.
That's funny, that, isn't it? Yeah. e-commerceworkroom, sorry,
.co.uk.
Cool.
Don't call him Dot. His name's Neil.
And then our Twitter is ecommerce_Kent. And that's e-commerce with just one C. And Jules just seems to be keen on putting two C's in that.
But you know what it is? It's Ecomedia. Ecomedia my head, the lovely brand, very handsome man, and a regular on Bunker. And I just get this two C's.
Cool.
I have to say a big hello, Neil, because he's watching you on Periscope, to the lovely Samson Gass.
Oh, hello, Danny.
Who is
you pulled that out of the fire as well, didn't you? Let's we'll talk
on,
about that in
yes,
a second.
But just in case
for the moment, Neil Haffenden of e-commerce workroom.
I know.
I'm just watching her with a phone.
I need to wear a name badge for this show next time.
Neil Haffenden, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Can
Bunk
I give
show.
One more plug?
Yeah, of course you can.
Just to say, there's also an event coming up which I'm involved with, which is for a Kent Retail conference. So everyone, please go to kentretail.cf. And sign up if you're interested or works around the areas of retail in Kent. Please come along to that. We're going to have some great speakers at that, which is going to be in October. And follow that on the Twitter, and that's at Kent Retail.
Okay, and the website is kentretail.cf.
.cf, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice one, Neil. Thank you so much for that. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Great to hear from you.
Can I tell you about Samson Gass now and how marvellous he was?
Yeah, you can, because you really dug yourself out of that, didn't you?
Well,
for those listeners that weren't listening last week, Danny, who's a long-term supporter of the Business Bunker Show, who is one of Kent's leading heating engineers and gas specialists, Jules called him a plumber, and that was not good.
Well, I can't. I do now understand, because Danny's given me a long discussion and lecture.
I'm not surprised.
So he does central heating and boilers. He doesn't do wet rooms and bathrooms.
You don't need to tell us. We all knew this. It was only you that didn't know this.
He doesn't use mastic.
But what he did do is he came and fixed your boiler, didn't he?
He was a darling, and he only had one cup of tea, which I liked. I didn't have to make them all morning. He didn't do any of that sucking through the teeth business where they go...
That's going to cost you, love.
He didn't do that.
Didn't he put a PR tax on it? He did threaten to do that.
I think so.
Yeah.
But he was lovely, and he and my new husband loved him, and they went off to the pump room together.
Mm.
And because I'd had two people round who both said it was, you know, the boiler. It wasn't actually the boiler. It was the pump.
Mm.
So he's coming next Saturday, which I believe is your 60th, perhaps.
Anyway, enough of that.
Next Saturday, the 22nd, to put in a timer and...
Well, funny enough, this is why you shouldn't trust plumbers all the time.
Right.
I got home last Friday
to find a plumber in your pool.
No, there was a note pushed through my door from my swimming pool maintenance people that said the pool's ready except the heater's not working. You've got a problem. There's an error code, and our plumber says that the something or other's gone and you need a new one. So I went out and I came back in and I said, no, actually, you just need to turn the water on.
Ah, yeah, well, you see, Danny would have known that.
He would have known that straight away.
He took one look at it, and so that's fantastic. So next Saturday, your birthday, your 60th, I look forward to meeting him again, meeting and greeting him, and I said he can park his car in my driveway, because you know what it's like JoJo's and weekends.
None of that has...
Very busy.
None of that has anything remotely to do with my birthday.
Hold on.
None of that has anything remotely to do with my birthday. You're not coming to my birthday.
No.
Nor is Danny, nor is anyone else, because I'm not having anything on my birthday.
I've not been invited, sadly.
So, there's nothing happening. That's why there's nothing to invite you to.
What will you be doing on your birthday? Will you be lounging in your pool?
No, I'm going to stay in bed, and I'm not going to answer the phone or Twitter or anything else.
Going to watch the Flowerpot Men, perhaps.
I've had a really interesting tweet from Home Instead, and they say, Vanillaware Business Bunker, we have just secured funding from Kent County Council to launch dementia cafes in Westrum and Edenbridge.
Well, that's quite apt with your birthday coming up.
Please, can we have a shout out? Don't be ridiculous.
Fairly apt.
So, anyway, thank you for interrupting. So that's Home Instead, and you can follow Home Instead on the Twitter, homeinstead_TW, and they have now funding to launch dementia cafes in Westrum and Edenbridge in October. So well done to you guys. Fantastic. And really good stuff.
And I hope
they're really successful.
They also
Harry Covert keeps tweeting me. What's he saying?
About grapes and wine.
Oh, no, he's absolutely right. Harry Covert says, Vanillaware, it's all me with Jewel Sirkin. That is very true, Harry. Yeah.
Oh, and my new husband. Don't forget his book, Harry, because you know that you're a fan. No, just going back to the dementia.
Charles Tassel has been on as well.
Farmer in Breeches.
Yeah, he says, I feel about a vertigo coming on.
Oh, because he's going to... I volunteered. He doesn't know, really, but I volunteered him to wing walk next week, next year.
Nice.
Yeah. He doesn't know.
Laura Burton Lawrence tweeted earlier about some wing walking. Let me see if I can find that.
And she liked your shirt. You were very
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Going
She's
back
lovely.
To,
He's getting compliments on the periscope as well, so I've turned the camera away from it.
All right, okay.
What I'm trying to just mention about the dementia is that the dementia cafes could contact Arawak at Arawak. I can't remember their Twitter, but A-R-A-W-A-K. And I think it's at Arawak Pure Cacao. And they could serve it in their cafes. It's been proven to help with dementia, the little platelets in the brain, and they've actually proven that.
Okay.
I thought I sounded more posh if I said proven. What do you think, John?
Proven.
Proven.
Yes. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Proven.
Russell Burton Lawrence has been on. He's now swapped his attention from my pink tutu to my Hawaiian shirt, which is quite cool.
It's not actually Hawaiian. I don't understand why they're saying Hawaiian. It's sort of a vintage... it's more of an English
country. It's new.
Country
it's new. It's not vintage. It's new. I only bought it last week.
Yeah, but you're so old. It's all come back from the, you know, what you wore originally in the 50s, probably.
Can't disagree with
do you
that.
You think? Yeah. It's definitely a vintage vibe.
Yeah,
but it's
definitely.
Quite, what do you think? It's quite English or perhaps Chinese, like those lovely teacups.
English or Chinese.
You know,
take your pick.
You know,
I think it would be better in China.
Yeah.
Or sort of Limoges, you know. That
it would have
Limoges
been better as
China.
A tea towel.
Mm. Oh, Neil, do you want to come on this show again?
Blimey.
Did you hear what you said?
No, what?
No, I wouldn't mention that, Neil.
Yeah.
No, it was very...
That makes my next song quite apt then, doesn't it?
What are we playing?
We're here.
You broke my heart. Ah. Do you love me? By
The Contours.
The Contours. Like your waist.
And now I'm something back like that. To let you know I can really shake them down. Don't you love me?
Research and Development. Innovation tax rewards for small businesses. RiftResearch.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of August. Suddenly got another flurry of tweets coming here, Jules.
Yes, they've all woken up. Daniel San Giuseppe.
Daniel San Giuseppe.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno. Hi, Daniel. And he says, loving the show as always. Happy birthday, Paul. See you Thursday. Yeah, looking forward to it, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thursday?
I'm not telling you.
Have you been invited somewhere without me?
I'm always somewhere on Thursday sometimes.
You go to an opening of an envelope.
I would, actually. Yeah, Harry Covert. It says, the Heart of Kent Hospice has a great little cafe in Central Maidstone that's worth a visit as well. Absolutely, it does.
Yes. Thank you, Harry.
And Ken Lloyd has been on. I thought we were going to see behind the scenes on Business Bunker.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, okay. he had a break on Periscope, apparently.
What he needs is, he wants to see all the coffee cups and things.
Is that what it is?
All the dingy stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, that's not what we do.
Okay. Fantastico. Right. Breakfast.
But what he means is he wants to see you in the loo, probably.
Really?
Well, that must be.
I wouldn't have
it.
Thought so.
Behind the scenes business.
No, nobody's as daft as you. Yeah. I've got an email that I want to read now, and you've thrown me completely. Breakfast and apprenticeships. Apprenticeships for 16 to 18 and 19-year-olds now. By taking on an apprentice, you can improve your bottom line by increasing your productivity and competitiveness.
Improve your bottom?
Will you give over?
Pause.
She's being real potty today, isn't she? She's being all potty-orientated.
I'm always excited when someone approaches 60.
Child. There will be an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products and services, and to show how these things can help businesses by attending the Breakfast for Apprentices on Thursday, that's this Thursday, the 10th of September, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Rochester, and it's from the kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. So do check that out this Thursday, 8 a.m. Breakfast and apprenticeship meeting at the Holiday Inn Rochester. That's in City Way, Rochester. Have you got an email to read, Jules?
I have. I'll finish that little tweet and I'll start. Post-holiday blues, get back into the business swing with Wealden Business Group. For many business owner managers, returning to work after the lazy days of the summer can seem a real chore, but not if you're a member of the Wealden Business Group. Not only does the group provide a supportive and friendly network of colleagues meeting for breakfast each Wednesday, but there's also a lively programme of speakers and social events. Speakers scheduled for the coming weeks include experts on a wide variety of topics, from civil litigation to painting and decorating, podiatry to business legislation. The group is also planning a visit to the Houses of Parliament and the annual charity dinner dance, which is in aid of Parkinson's, and that'll be at the UK Ashford branch. So to find out more, you can go to www.wealden, that's W-E-A-L-D-E-N, -business-group.co.uk, or you can contact the Wealden Business Group secretary, who is Peter Ashby, 01580 763911, or you can email her Peter, P-E-T-A, at challenge-tv.eu.
Cool. Hi, Paul and Jules. Great show as usual. This morning we had a lovely ladies' coffee morning with Karen Smith from the FSB, whom we think you know well. We had lots of croissant, pain au chocolat, and scones with clotted cream and jam.
Mm, no calories there, then.
No. We are looking for some more help from your listeners, if possible. Mm. We would like to hear from anyone who has a pre-loved item that they would like to sell. Our young person, Bevan, is a specialist on the auction sites and will gladly sell these items on your behalf. So please contact us on 01732-667-250 and we will talk you through what you need to do. Have a great afternoon, guys. Lots of love, Jill. That's from Jill Humble. Jill runs Target Your Potential. It's a small charity based in West Kent that tries to help young people get into the world of work. That's long-term unemployed young people get into the world of work, and they do some fascinating things, and quite clearly they've got one of their young people that is getting involved in buying and selling on the net. So if you've got pre-loved items that you'd like sold on your behalf, do get in touch with Jill. I will read her phone number again in a moment, but you can also email her, and her email address is info at targetyourpotential.co.uk. info@targetyourpotential.co.uk. You can call her on 01732 667 250, or the website is www.targetyourpotential.co.uk. So do have a look at that.
Cool. What's the biggest challenge you face in your business? And this is from the Kent B2B, and they're asking, is it getting new customers, or is it finding time, or generating leads, or generating traffic? They give a whole list of things that could be the biggest challenge that you face in your business. And they say, whatever the challenge, coming along to the B2Bs will give you the answer. So the advances in technology have rapidly changed the way business is done, and the pace of life is faster and the competition is tougher. Keynote speakers are among the best, and the workshops are diverse and highly knowledgeable, and the legendary speed networking sessions are fun and they really work. So the next one is on Tuesday the 15th of October. It's at Brands Hatch Circuit in Forkham, and you can book your free delegate place now. And it's 9 to 4pm. So it's the 15th of October, which is a Tuesday, 9am to 4. And you can go to 3Ws, kentb2b.co.uk. So that's kentb2b.co.uk. 9 to 4 on the 15th of October.
Thank you.
Channel Radio News Update.
I've had a tweet from Abbott Spartan Hotel, and they say, please can you mention tonight's Invicta Chamber networking event, the After Hours Club, taking place at 6pm. That's at the Abbott Spartan Hotel, that fabulous emporium in Canterbury. So do get along. It's a free event. Do join in. They are absolutely great. Normally very, very well attended. Great networking event at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury.
Because they've got an award-winning chef there, you know.
They have indeed.
Will Britton, yeah.
They
fabulous.
Have indeed. It's a fantastic hotel and a fantastic venue. And the Invicta Chamber After Hours Clubs are very well attended. So do get along to that. 6pm tonight, Abbott Spartan Hotel. There's also the Big Breakfast with guest speaker Damien Green MP. Come and hear from Damien Green MP, who will be talking about local issues and will be available for a question and answer session on Friday the 18th of September from 7:30am until 9am at Eastwell Manor. And it's taking place at the Pavilion at Eastwell Manor in Ashford. And that, again, is another Kent Invicta Chamber event. And you can find out all about their events by going to their website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Jules.
Right. I have two FSB announcements here. One of them says that the Ebbsfleet Gardens City Conference, the infrastructure and the local procurement meeting is on Friday, September the 18th. So this is a diary date. 8:30 to 11am, and it's in Dartford in Kent, and they're going to be focusing on the infrastructure and local procurement, and we're in a prime position to supply timber materials to Ebbsfleet Garden City as we sit opposite the Eastern Quarry. And who's saying this? It's Chris Porkus of Forestral Timber and Fencing Merchants. And also, following the positive feedback of the first conference, which was last September, were you at that one? I think you
yes,
were.
Yes, I was, yeah.
We are pleased to invite local businesses to join a third conference focusing on the topic of infrastructure and local procurement in the Ebbsfleet Garden City development, which is in North Kent. Keynote speakers will include representatives from Dartford Borough Council, the Department for Business Innovation and Skills, plus developers and education sector experts. Ian McCulhey. McCulhey, I think I've said that right, M-U-L-C-A-H-E-Y, might be Mulcahy. He's the MD of Gensler, and he says the UK has a habit of putting infrastructure in after the development is finished. I'd agree with that. Mm-hmm. But this is already a unique opportunity with existing HS1 links. Nevertheless, the success of Ebbsfleet will be dependent on the relationships with major infrastructure. So who should attend? Small business owners, managers, directors, sole traders and owners of businesses with less than 250 employees. And also they're looking for head teachers, professors and the voluntary sector. So anyone that represents operating and skills and employability as well. So it's Friday, September the 18th, 8:30 to 11 at Dartford in Kent. And it's the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference. Well
Thank
done.
You for that. Auto-enrolment, all wrapped up exclusively for Federation of Small Businesses members. The FSB pension scheme for members has been updated with the same terms and conditions as before, but now offering some new and exciting features, including new providers, improved services, faster setup process, and lower total management charges. What's not to like? At this, all this, and still for just one single charge, exclusively available to FSB members. Everything you need to know about the new pension scheme can be found on our brand new website. On the site, you will find out lots of information about the new scheme, your duties as an employer, and the services we can provide for FSB members. You can also download our new information guide from the website, and the website is http://fsbpensionservices.co.uk. fsbpensionservices.co.uk. Please do not ignore auto-enrolment. If you employ just one person, you have to do it. Even if they don't want to be in the scheme, you still have to do it. It's a government initiative. We all know that they like doing things for the sake of it. You have to do it no matter what. Don't ignore it. Find your staging date. From finding your staging date, it could take anything up to 18 months to put in place. So don't put it off just because your staging date is 2016. You need to be doing it now. And the best way is to join the FSB and use the fsbpensionservices.co.uk website.
And Tuesday, September the 8th at 6pm to 7:30, there's an FSB networking event. It's at the Innovation Centre in Medway, which is Maidstone Road in Rochester, Chatham. M for Mother, E 5, 9, F for Freddie and D for Dorothy. And it's in, they say, come and meet like-minded business colleagues and find out how you can make the most of your FSB membership. And do bring a business associate. So it's sort of fairly free and easy for numbers there. So it's Tuesday, September the 8th, 6 to 7:30. And then also the Keita Awards ceremony, which is Thursday, September the 10th. And that is in Maidstone Corpus Christi Hall. And it's the 4th Kent Independent Traders Awards. It's a very important award, this, especially if you are in Kent. And it takes place with the FSB Kent and Medway as the headline sponsor. And also, last but not least, diary date, Tuesday, November the 10th at 6 to 7:30. It's the FSB networking at the Hilton Maidstone Hotel in Bearstead Road in Maidstone. M for Mother, E, 14, 5AA.
Fantastic, thank you. Your chance to book for the FSB Members Race Day at Lingfield Park on Saturday the 12th of September. The second of a trio of FSB Member Service events in 2015 takes place on Saturday the 12th of September at Lingfield Park Racecourse. This is your choice chance to join an exclusive number of FSB members attending our Lingfield Park Race Day. For the preferential FSB rate of just £80, which includes VAT, you will have the opportunity of treating you and your special guest to an extraordinary hospitality package, which sees the FSB sponsor the day's entire race card. So do find out more about that by going to the FSB events webpage, and you can find that by going to the Kent Business Radio website, and we have an FSB events page link on the website. Under our blog section, so do have a look at that.
And while you're on the Kent Business Radio website, do have a look at our sponsor of today, Simon Lee, the workshop. You need to, if you want the 50% discount, you need to put in B for Bertie 001, which I guess is Business Bunker 001,
yeah,
for your 50% discount. And that's Simon Lee, the sponsor, and Sam Anderson.
Yeah, absolutely. Supply My Business, Hi Business Bunker, would you give us a shout out, please, and let Kent Businesses know about our Kent Business Quote Competition. There you go. There's a Kent Business Quote Competition. I have no other details about it, but there is one, and the easiest way to find out about that is to follow them on the Twitter, which is Supply My Biz, all one word, Supply My Biz, and that's Biz, B-I-Z. Home Instead, the Dementia Cafe people have retweeted, we will keep you posted on the launch date. Listeners can follow us on the Twitter to keep posted. And that's homeinstead_TW.
And I think Laura Burton said, Lawrence said that they're talking about it on Thursday's show, on the community show.
Absolutely. There are phoning guests on the show, on the community show, on this very radio station, Channel Radio, at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. We're at the end of the show.
We have.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, Unlimited Courage, to our fabulous guests, Mr. Paul Johnson of Vistage and Neil Haffenden, of e-commerce workroom. I do know it, Neil. I'm just teasing you. thank you so much for participating in today's show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you all. Coming up on Channel Radio after the show at 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, who has some very special guests joining him on the show today. Do tune in and have a listen to that. That's followed at 7 o'clock by 17 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music, and also an exclusive play of a new number from Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, wow.
That's on the New Potato Show with Mr. Jamie Andrews at 7 o'clock tonight. Do listen to that. And that's followed immediately afterwards at 9 o'clock by Club Culture Show with the wonderful, the one and only Mr. Boy George. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin, on the Kent Business Radio website, Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.